The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers?
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Friday show. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, Point Guard of Podcast, coming at you on a beautiful Friday afternoon. I don't even know what the weather is, to be honest with you, because we are pre-taping this one. Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
International superstar. How are you, my friend?
I'm feeling well, thank you.
Good. Good. Shannon has been fucking up left and right.
Blame Shannon.
Left and fucking right.
Left and right are my two favorite things about Shannon.
Shannon. She's fucking up left and right, and that's okay. Luckily, we have a great guest today. Luckily, I'm here. We could pick up the heavy lifting. But Shannon has been booking guests that have no respect for her time and have just been bailing left and right. So we only have one guest today. We only had one guest on Monday with you, Zach.
Yep.
Who knows how many guests came in on Wednesday? Who knows, Shannon? Did all the guests show up? Maybe we should start booking guests.
They did. I went to their houses and brought them in myself because apparently that's what I have to do going
Blame
forward.
Blame Shannon.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But I know it's my fault.
Katie Boyle was supposed to be here.
Yep.
And we're very upset with Katie Boyle. Katie Boyle, she was a friend of the show. Now she is now an enemy of the show. And I don't know why. I don't even blame Katie Boyle. I blame
me. I know.
Blame Shannon.
I blame Shannon. Okay, because if you had more, what's the word I'm looking for? Authority.
Conviction.
Authority. Chutzpah. If you had something that people would be afraid to bail on you. People do not bail on me as guests.
But they're your guests, so you would think they would be afraid to disappoint you.
No, they don't. They know that it's never going to get to me.
That's right, because it is going to be my fault no matter what. I think it's a conspiracy. They're all trying to get me
fired. We have an incredible guest on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurum is back on the show.
What's up, man?
What's going on, baby?
I'm happy to be your only reliable guest.
You're fucking great every time, and this should not be a knock on you,
right?
Because you crush it every single time.
Thanks, buddy.
It's just the format of the show is two guests. Me and Zach, we riff with a few guests. We sort of see, we get everybody in the room. You fucking, it's chaos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just pure fucking chaos.
Love the fucking chaos.
And if we add another variable, like a Katie Boyle or another guest, it creates more chaos.
Yeah, you never know what racist shit Katie's going to say.
Never. She's very racist.
And the chaos, we want more chaos. So that's really why I like having two guests on the show, because who knows what's going to happen when you have this many people in the room. You know, we could go left, we could go right, we could go any which way. But Shannon, now, you know, we have to all try a little bit harder because Shannon has decided to not command the authority to make sure that Katie Boyle could be here on time or even be here at all.
Blame Shannon.
Poor shit, she was going off about
don't
that before
Shannon.
The fucking. She's
don't
like, Lewis is going to blame me for this fucking thing.
I 100% blame who? And this is the thing that I tell the producers at Gas Digital and all of the producers. This is the truth. I was like, there's no passing the blame here. There's no passing the buck. There's
you
no passing
Lewis
the buck.
You think Lewis is going to blame a female comedian that he hasn't dated yet?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, there's no passing the buck. I'm going to tell you guys a story about the best customer service that I've ever received in my entire life.
Is it one of the whores you're dating?
It was a blowjob that she gave me. No, I'll tell you, it's the best service I've ever received in my entire life. And this is going to be an example for how Shannon and Natalie should be taking charge of the show and producing the show. Okay. So I have a friend of mine who exclusively stays at the Trump Hotel. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't gotta say his name, you know, it's fine, but he's like a little bit of a secret Trump guy, I think. You know, I don't know why he says, but he always says Trump Hotel. I don't even know that he's a secret Trump guy, but I know that he always says at the Trump Hotel.
It's a preference.
Yeah, he loves it. Okay,
but and actually, he probably gets great treatment there.
To be honest with you, I understand why, because this is the best service that I've ever received. Okay,
at a Trump Hotel.
At a Trump Hotel, I was having breakfast there. Okay. And I ordered my eggs over easy. Or it might have been scrambled. It doesn't even matter, right? Right. Or I ordered my eggs in whichever way that I ordered my eggs.
This is room service.
No. This is at the restaurant at the hotel. Doug has never been to a nice hotel.
I haven't.
A restaurant at a nice hotel?
Yeah,
what?
I stay at Holiday Inns, and that's it, with one fucking and a shitty gym.
Is this how they got
some fat gospel group that fucking stays there with me?
No, this is a beautiful hotel, and I'm at the restaurant. And I order
so you open up the things, it's got the off-brand Fruit Loops.
Exactly. Fruit Rings from fucking ShopRite, a 47-pound bag.
No, this is a beautiful hotel, a beautiful restaurant, and I order some eggs over easy, and they bring me my eggs scrambled, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the waiter
through the plate,
and I'm like, "No." I was like, I ordered my eggs over easy. You know, kind of, you know, you want them over easy. If you got some bread to dunk in your eggs, you can't dunk them in some scrambled eggs. Let's get real. So the waiter comes over and he's like, "Oh my god, I am so sorry." He like legitimately, I don't know if he's a good actor, whatever it was, but right. he was legitimately like, "Dude, I'm so sorry about this. This is my fault. Let me take care of this." And then 2 minutes later, he goes back. 2 minutes later, the manager of the restaurant comes out. And he's like, "I am so, this is very embarrassing. You know, please, this is going to be on us. Like, I want to make sure that you understand we do not make mistakes like this. I'm truly sorry. This is my fault." This is what he says. "This is my fault. Please."
Jesus Christ.
2 minutes later, the fucking chef comes out of the kitchen, hat in hand, against his chest.
"Get the fuck out of here.
I am so sorry, sir. This is completely my fault. This is an embarrassment. What can I do to make this better for you?" I walked away going, "This is the best service that I've ever received in my entire life." And it was based off of a mistake. It was based off of a mistake. But everyone there had the attitude of like, you know what? They took responsibility for their job. It was their fault. It was their fuck up. And that's the attitude that I want my producers to have.
Dude, what the? Can I please make it in this fucking business, please? That is fucking great. Like, I just need to make it in comedy some fucking how, and I just want my fucking eggs corrected.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
It's a nice feeling.
I just want that.
But it was a moment, and I use that story as an example to all of the people that work for me and with me. And I say, look, when you make a mistake,
get in front of it.
It's how you deal with that mistake. And it as a human being, it's how you deal when the shit hits the fan. That is how you are defined as a human being. It's not when everything is fucking sunny. It's not when everything is going great. It's not when people are fucking greasing your fucking wheels for you. It's when shit sucks. How are you dealing with it? And how are you dealing with the shit in front of you in life? And that is what defines you as a human being. It's what defines you as a business. It's what defines you as a person. It's what defines you as a fucking producer, a waiter, a manager, a chef, all of it. All of it.
See, that is a nice plate. The fucking cook wasn't even Mexican or anything. It was a nice white guy. Yeah. He takes off his hat.
Was he? No, he might have been Mexican.
Oh, never mind. It wasn't that nice.
Might have been Mexican. Either way, we do have an incredible show here. Doug Yurum, very happy to have you back on the show. No offense with Doug Yurum. Let's get our plugs out of the way and let's start our show. Doug, what do you got to plug?
No Offense comes out every Wednesday on Apple, iTunes, all that other bullshit, wherever the fuck you get your podcast. I'll be at the comedy show on the lower, I don't know, find it somewhere on my fucking Instagram at the Doug Yurum. And that's all I got right now. I don't know, fucking follow me. It's there somewhere.
Doug's the man. Go support Doug. He's a god. He's a goddamn god amongst men. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back on Twitter, ZA Spook Show. I got a couple headlining things I'm going to announce soon, but watch out. I know me and Chris Fager are going to be in Rochester, and I just got a deal for a thing in Toronto, so keep your eyes peeled.
Sick. Zach Amico, the true king out there, headlining. Come see him. There's there's almost nobody funnier on the planet. If you like dirty comedy, Zach Amico is the guy to come fucking see. I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. This weekend, this is coming out Friday. Tonight and tomorrow, I'll be in Texas. I think Dallas is first, or I don't know.
Fort Worth
Friday, June 4th is Dallas, Texas. Hyenas Comedy Clubs. The next weekend, June 9th, I will be Ontario Improv. That's Thursday night, Ontario, California. June 10th and 11th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. June 17th at Soul Joel's Comedy Club in Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. June 24th, the Emias Theater in Emias, Pennsylvania. And June 25th, I will be at the Coho's Music Hall in Albany, New York, right outside Albany. And then me and Aaron Berg are kicking off the Offend Everyone Tour July 4th weekend, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. No, I'm sorry, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. Lots of other dates being added right now. I think it's about 21 cities that we're doing. So come and check out me and Aaron Berg. Also, I will be headlining myself, the Comedy Club in Kansas City, Missouri, July 14th or 16th. Grab all those tickets and more. lewisofskanks.com. I've been having issues with my website. So for some reason, if you have an issue with my website, just go to the fucking websites for all those places. Just Google it. You guys got it. You guys can all figure it out. All right? Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library. We're going to be raising the prices very soon. Very soon. I would say by July, we're going to be raising the prices. So if you guys... And this will be the last time you will ever be grandfathered in to the price. So if you subscribe after this July, if there's a price raise, the same way they do with Netflix or YouTube Red or Premium or one of these other things, you're going to be affected by the price raise as well. So make sure you get it now because you'll be grandfathered into your price. Ask those people who pay $5 a month for Gas Digital, and they've been paying $5 a month for 5 years. Ask them how it feels. It feels very nice. We never raise their prices. We don't fuck around. We appreciate the people that appreciate us. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Check out my other two podcasts right here on the Gas Digital Network, Legion of Skanks and Yo MMA Rap. Featuring myself and Dave Smith, the great Dave Smith, who's missing in action as well. Is everyone missing in action in my life? People are pissing me off today. I was in a good mood. The whole time I was in Key West, just enjoying great weather, hot chicks, fucking great food, great alcohol. There's fucking, it's just a great vibe. Week before, I'm in LA, just fucking enjoying life. Beautiful women everywhere, great weather. Everyone's fucking, I come back here, it just sucks.
It's terrible.
It's humid. People are pissing me the fuck off. I went off on a rant today about how I finally feel some sort of... I feel good about my life. It was weird. I tricked myself into believing that life was good, Shannon. I did. It was my last day in Key West. I was sitting there. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, what the... I was like, there's nothing wrong with my life. I was like, for the first time ever, I talked to my therapist. I was like, I'm just good. I think I'm done with therapy. I think we fixed everything. I felt a true synergy with everything in my life. It was like an electrical current. Everything was moving in the right direction. And then I come back here and it all falls apart. It all started with Shannon fucking up her booking.
I figured it out.
I figured it out.
It's your therapist because they don't want to lose you as a client.
The rapist.
So they have reached out to the guests that I'm booking to fuck up the scheduling, to make you angry. That's okay. What's happening.
Okay, Janet. I see your game.
Oh.
That's my therapist's name.
Oh.
You thought I forgot your name for a second?
No, I didn't know what was happening.
Does that shit really work, therapy?
Therapy?
It's nice to get shit out.
Yeah, I try. Like, it just feels like I'm doing the same fucking thing over and over. I don't know what else to talk about with this fucking giant-titted bitch.
I feel like they need to get more out of me. I feel like they need to recognize that anytime I mention my mother, I cry. Right. And they need to go there more often, I feel like. And they don't. They sort of stay away from it.
It's like she said. They're fucking, it's a scam.
They want to keep you coming.
Because they're not going to ask about, if they get you over that shit about your mom, then yeah, what's the point of coming back?
Why am I even coming? Yeah, so maybe it's my therapy. I don't know. I felt so good about everything. But now I'm starting to be reminded of all the things that aren't good in my life.
Dude, it's fucking New York. You got to get the fuck out of here.
I know,
this place is a shithole.
I know. Well, I was in Jersey. I don't even know where I'm going to live. I still don't know where I'm going to live, Shannon. Do you know that? I don't even know if I'm living in New York or New Jersey.
Oh, should I go back to showing you all of the terrible things that happen in New York every day? You shouldn't
no,
come back to
no,
New York.
No, I have no fucking say in it. If I had a say in it, I'd have a say in it, but I don't have a say in it. So guess what? Here I am. Here I am waiting with my fingers in my asshole, tearing it open.
You're still there in the same house?
I'm in the same house.
Where am I dropping this guitar off to?
Why don't you bring it in today?
How the fuck am I going to carry it on a train? A
guitar?
Yeah, you can't carry it.
I watch mariachi bands, an entire band play.
They get paid for that. I've
seen guys take an upright bass on the subway.
What are you talking about? I have a guitar on a subway, dude. I watched a guy do a BMX trick on a fucking packed subway car once.
Yeah, that's true. I could do that, but it's too much to lug it around.
So you're going to drive it to Jersey? Oh, you live in Jersey?
Yeah, I live like 10 minutes away from you.
So
I could just throw
it
on your fucking front lawn.
I drop it off today. I have an amp. Me and my son will jam this afternoon.
I don't know if it works, but you could test it out. It might work. You could just, but you said you wanted to smash it, so you could.
I do want to smash it.
Yeah, so you could
but
just.
But I do want. I want to play guitar with my son too. All right, look, we got a lot to talk about, and I can sit here all fucking day long and bitch about my life and everything that's not going. This morning I was on my Twitch stream, just gushing over about how good life feels, and people are like, "Wow, dude, this is really great." And then I just got here, and it just all fell apart, dude.
And Katie cancels, and you're like, "Motherfucker,
putting me in a fucking bad mood."
That was it.
I'm not in so much of a rotten mood that I need you to sing Main Street, though. That's a good sign, right?
Yes.
That is a good sign.
All right. Good. All right. Let's... and then the stories you choose, Shannon. 26-year-old pregnant woman shot by police 5 times. Okay, Shannon. Let's have fun with that. Let's have a fun time talking about a pregnant lady that was shot to death by cops.
She didn't die.
She didn't... Does it live? You should have done... Does it... The fuck, Shannon? Does it live? What a great does it live?
Because I feel like everyone kind of knows about this story.
Did you know about the story?
I didn't know about
it. I didn't hear about that.
Say, no. Was it a black woman?
Yes.
They're going to freak out about this, aren't they? Did they kill the baby?
That part I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know that part yet.
Oh, my God.
It's the biggest target. Why not just shoot at it?
Right, the belly?
Big fat fucking pregnant baby stomach? Yeah, you're not going to miss.
It's kind of hard
40 caliber? Yeah. You fucking hit her right in the chest.
Doug Hunts. He's not racist, folks.
No. Not at all.
He knows the part of the body that you'd want.
Yeah, I know where to shoot on a pregnant black woman.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
That's what's up.
I mean, I had to give you a soundbite for it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing worse when you like graze them and then you gotta like track them to see where they went all day.
This hair one went into a 7-Eleven. That's 7-Eleven. Weird. Yeah. Then he went to a fucking vape shop.
What is the story, Shannon? Give me some. What happened here?
Looks like this one got her dead.
Blood in the barber chair.
So the cops are on the scene because it was reported that there was an armed car robbery. And so that's what led them to question this woman who was in a car with her boyfriend. As soon as the cops started questioning them, the boyfriend just ran, which is not a good sign.
Well, black people love to run. You can't blame me. She's doing what he loves to do.
So she's out of the car.
Look at him go.
She's out of the car as they're questioning. And then as they have their guns were pulled on her and she started to run.
Uh-oh.
When she started to run, they fired and they shot her 5 times.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, that's kind of crazy.
So I have a little bit of the video is post shooting.
Oh, is it video?
And it's after they have the handcuffs, but it's just somebody kind of commentating on what had just happened.
Go ahead. Warning, this video contains images that some viewers may find upsetting. Some viewers may masturbate to it.
They got her handcuffs while they shot her, y'all.
And they still cuffed her.
They got her handcuffs while they shot her, y'all. Uh-oh. Why they shot her? Why they shot her, y'all? They got her handcuffs. I'll never say I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Arkansas, but I stopped here to get some gas, y'all.
Louisiana, Arkansas.
Which one is she from?
I don't think she knows.
My 1-year-old son just watched this. My 10-year-old son.
What's
just
he doing
watched
outside?
This. And my 13-year-old son just watched this.
I got a lot of kids.
My 7-year-old just watched this. My 6-year-old just watched this. My 12-year-old just watched this. My 17-year-old just watched this.
I don't know where my 25-year-old is. Yeah. He hasn't been home for a couple of days.
She got scared. She ran down there.
Scared.
1, 2, 3, 4. My son got it on his phone too.
Oh, that's a fat cop.
Yeah, you rarely see fat cops anymore, right? Like big cities, you don't see fat cops.
Oh, it's so embarrassing when the body armor just leaves a giant shoot here spot.
Zach, in the 80s, you have the physique of the average cop.
Yes.
But you're like Miami and see cops, they're fucking. Have you seen, Shannon, where's the hottest cops you've ever seen in your life? All Miami cops are fucking Jack Diesel.
Oh, everybody in Miami is fucking gorgeous.
It actually
There's
may be
nobody
Miami,
ugly
yeah.
there.
Yeah, Miami cops are fucking smoking, dude. They should have a Miami cops calendar. I bet they have one.
Yeah, they do.
Let's get fucking wild. Why don't we do a Gas Digital calendar? But a sexy Gas Digital calendar. Can we do that?
That would be great, I think.
Shannon, would you do a sexy photo shoot for a Gas Digital calendar if we hired a photographer?
Well, it has to be. Everyone's going to do a month.
Yeah, of course. We're going to lie to Shannon. It's just a Shannon calendar.
Why do I think 12 pictures? Yeah.
Your photo shoot is 4 hours. Ours is a minute. Shannon in January.
That is hilarious, dude. I wouldn't have said anything. I should have tricked Shannon into doing
this. Shannon's like, why do I need 13 outfits to leap year?
Shannon, if I paid for a photo shoot, we'll do a sexy real ass, fuck Gas Digital. We'll do a sexy real ass podcast calendar, right? We'll do, but it'll be you, Natalie, other female guests of the show. It can't be me. Except I'll be in one of the photos where all of you guys are like grabbing my dick and like kissing me on the neck and biting my ear. It'd be like
that's
a very,
the cover to calendar.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We should recreate that one of you and the girls when you were doing a
but sexier and more nakedness. We go deeper.
Yeah, more raw.
We come. Can we all just come together, please? Who could we get in the sexy calendar shoot? Who could be in the Real Ass Podcast calendar? Not Katie Boyle, I'll tell you that much.
You take that calendar and shove it up your ass.
Zia?
Oh, Zia for sure.
That was my first
yeah, dude.
She got me into a fight with my ex-girlfriend.
Why? You joined her OnlyFans?
No, fucking when I was on the podcast, I got screamed at.
Why?
Because I was talking to you and we were bullshitting about something about like girls masturbating for guys, and then I was like, well, if a girl likes me, I'll just jerk off for them for free.
Yeah.
And Zia said something, but I wasn't paying attention to her.
Of course not. No, we never are.
You don't pay attention to a girl that talks. And then it's like, she said like, oh, thank you. Thought I was talking to her. My fucking ex flipped the fuck out. And was like, you said you'd masturbate in front of
her. Why is she ex? Was she your girlfriend at the time?
Yeah, at the time, yeah.
Oh, is that why you broke up?
And she, no, we broke up for fucking many other reasons.
She's a crazy bitch.
Oh, wasn't a bad person. She was a hurt person.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of those.
She was fucking nuts.
I have a lot of. Well, that's the thing. I've dated a lot of crazy girls. None of them, for the most part, none of them are bad people. No. And that's why I don't think that they try to use their crazy against me. I think that they may say that I fucking was manipulative and abusive in my own way or whatever it is. I don't think that they're like. They're just not trying to hurt me. They're not bad people. I
love Lewis dancing around. They might say I hip hop. Yeah. Hip to the hip hop, hop. Don't stop the rocket. Bang, bang, the boogie.
They might have said an upper decker their toilet. Yeah. That's what I meant.
I've never hit a girl in my entire life. Girl that I've ever dated probably would tell you that I was a manipulative asshole at one point, in one way or another.
Get the same thing.
Yeah, so, but that's the thing. That's what women are simple-minded.
Called being in love, bitch.
Dude, well, no, they're fucking stupid. Actually, this is one thing, good thing my therapist did say. This was her thing that I fucking love it now. I tweeted something like this recently, but it was sort of based off of a concept that she had, right?
Women are dumb.
And no, she was like, because I was telling her how my son's mother was saying I was being manipulative.
Right.
And she was like, oh, yeah, that's because you're getting through to her.
Yeah,
I was like, so what happens is as soon as you start making sense to a woman, it's them not being good at sales. Everything in life is sales, right? There's somebody selling, somebody's buying, right? As soon as they start buying and they start going like, oh shit, I'm believing this shit, they go, no, you're being manipulative.
Exactly.
Why else would I believe your horse shit? You must be manipulating me, or maybe I'm fucking making sense, you psychopath.
Anytime you have a point, if you've ever argued with a fucking psychotic woman, every time you have a point. I always hear this. So now it's my fault. It's like, yeah, you asshole. That's how this started in the first place. You're just starting to see my point now. Yeah, it's your fucking fault. Yeah. You're fighting with me over a fucking dream you had.
And all women are not all women, I shouldn't say, but every woman that I've ever dated was fucking manipulative.
Yeah.
They were super manipulative.
Yeah, that's what she called you.
And Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I should say this. It's not even just women. People in general are manipulative, and I don't think that being manipulative is inherently an evil thing. Natalie, don't make that fucking face. I see her non-binary.
I'm not. I'm trying to figure out where I am on this story.
Do you understand what I'm saying on this?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Everybody has wants, and everybody will use some technique to further their agenda of getting what they want.
Everybody wakes up, their eyes open up, and they want some shit.
Yeah.
And every conversation they have throughout the day is to move them further along to get that shit. Maybe their goals are fucking very pure and all they want is to make other people happy. It's probably not that though, right? Very rare is it, I just want to create joy and happiness for others in the world. No, people want personal success. They want money. They want whatever it is they want, right? They want love. And it is their job to navigate through the world and to fucking get it. And it's easier if you sort of understand that's a part of the game in life. If you understand that the person next to you having the conversation with you, they also have their own motives, their own needs. It's not to make you fucking feel good. It's not to help you in your life. If everyone just sort of comes to the table with sort of that honesty, I think everyone will be a lot fucking happier. Being manipulative, it's a strong quality in a human being. And if you're not manipulating people, you're probably a loser. You probably don't have things you want in your fucking life.
Yeah. Maybe that's my problem.
Damn, I'm making fire-ass points today.
Some say manipulative. You would say goal-oriented.
Goal-oriented. A go-getter.
There you go.
A go-get-her.
Go-get-her now. She's running, screaming. The cops are going to hear her.
She just walked out of my car again in the middle of New York City streets. Go get that fucking bitch. Next time I let her get hit by a cab, fuck her.
Dude, I tell Doug's got some repressed anger with women. Think?
Repressed? It's fucking out there, man. It's fucking there. Like, you know, I was telling him, I fucking did mushrooms on Saturday, and I thought about that whole fucking shit that I was in. And it's like, how do you stay in a relationship with somebody that fights with you every fucking
how
week,
long were you
three
with
days,
her?
A year?
Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten into so many fights because of this fucking podcast. Like,
really?
So many.
She would
because...
listen to this and get mad.
No, she would listen to it to surveil it. She was like, I'm being supportive. It's like, no, you're not. Yeah. You're listening to see if I say anything. I got into an argument one time because I was like, Italian men have an affinity for black women. We just do. We're like naturally drawn to them.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I can never be black. Is that what you want? Are you going to cheat? It's like, if I wanted a black girl, I would have fucking brought one home, you asshole.
And but... she was Italian?
Yeah. No, she was fucking Polish. You don't really hear too much from the Poles like that.
You know what ever happened to the fucking the stereotype of Polish people being stupid? When did that go away?
Yeah, well, I don't
dumb enough to date him.
I love that. I love calling a Polish person stupid directly to their face.
Yeah.
It's a throwback. It's old school. Yeah. You know?
They don't even know you're talking to them. That's how fucking stupid.
They're very dumb. One of my favorite jokes when I was a kid, I was like, how do you sink a Polish submarine?
How?
You leave the screen door open. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Fucking Polish people, they're dumb. Polish. Come on, you dumb Polacks.
Fucking
I'm
dumb.
Bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. Dude,
I grew up on Polish jokes,
dude,
man.
Dude, start I'm shaming Polish people.
You know how Germany invaded Poland?
How?
They walked in backwards and said they were leaving.
How do you keep a Polish guy at home? Build a circular driveway?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm gum stuck in the roof of my mouth.
Jesus. Jesus, Doug.
Dumb Pollock.
It's got me flustered.
All right. So, yeah, it's very sad. This woman was shot by police. We don't know what happened, though. Right? Anything else? Any other details on the story?
Well, she lived, right?
She did. Yeah, she's in the hospital. She's stable. It doesn't say anything about the baby, and they're just investigating it. Like, the body cam footage isn't out yet, so it's still happening.
What, there was no statement by the cops being like, yeah...
She got in the way. I don't
just
know.
That they're investigating it. Most of it is from the chick that took the video. I could show you what she looks like.
Oh, let's see video? This crack let's whore. Oh, I knew that's exactly how she would look.
Yeah. She got a bunch of kids, too. Good for her.
She's missing teeth.
She Danger? That's her name?
Yep.
She Danger.
And this is her whole thing she posted
hell
about
yeah.
it.
Good for her. Breaking news. Kansas City, Missouri shot this woman multiple times in front of me and my kids and put her in handcuffs.
Jesus.
When she got out of the car, she put her hands up and was talking to them, and she showed she didn't have a weapon in her hand. She did run three steps away when she got scared at them coming towards her with guns in her face. That's when she was shot that many times. Keep in mind, they chased her boyfriend who jumped out of the vehicle, and he was captured unharmed. While she was left there in the street, literally still near the vehicle, she got blah, 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 blah. Then told me to leave my kids in vehicle. Literally just happened. Family Dollar on 7th of Press. But wow. Yeah, look, I've always said you can't fucking resist arrest.
I got to note one thing. Bring that back up.
What?
I'm a whole medical assistant, and it's literally not how you handle a gunshot victim who's pregnant.
What the hell does that mean? I'm a whole medical assistant? What is she talking about?
I'm a whole medical. It's probably a typo.
Because I'm a whore medical assistant.
All right, let's see. Let's go. We have another hot for teacher. Let's go. 28-year-old middle school teacher texted nudes. In this next edition of Hot for Teacher.
I just want to say
our favorite segment here on the show.
I thought there was supposed to be a sound effect.
You love it.
Let me explain to you how sorry I am that this happened. And this should never happen on the show.
And whose fault is it?
It's my fault.
Sure.
Blame
so sorry, and I will continue to apologize for as long as it takes for this to come up.
Well, usually it'll just come up when you stop paying attention. It'll just come up. You know, you're like, and now. That one teacher, bottom left, is so hot. We got to figure out who she was. I like that one.
I can find out. So this is a 28-year-old. She was a teacher at a middle school. Also, she was an assistant soccer coach. She was doing that.
So she was toy.
Yeah, I'll show you her. This is one picture of her. There's only two pictures.
Oh,
okay.
She's
cute.
Oh.
She's cute. She's dating a Dave Smith fan.
And this is the other picture.
That's her?
Wait, that's her?
Oh, she looks weird there. Go back to that one. Hot.
So
go back to the other one. Noit. Toy. Noit. Noit. Toy. Go back.
Wait, we need a full body shot.
Toy. We do need a body shot in order to know, to be honest with you.
She looks like she's hiding something like a Tinder profile.
I will try to find.
She's cute. She's got a pretty face.
Yeah, she does.
So she found out that one of the kids on the soccer team made a comment about how she was hot. So she then found that kid on Snapchat and started sending him nudes and sexual videos.
Toy. Like it. I have no problem with it. Middle school, though?
Middle school.
I think she should have waited a couple of years.
Let's see. So I was 16. The kid was 16.
That's not middle school.
That's not middle school.
It says Midwest City Middle School.
That's why.
Oh.
I mean, I guess
in
maybe. sometimes you go to certain states and it'll be like middle school goes from like 4th grade to 10th grade.
Yeah.
It's like some weird shit like that. And then the high school is just 11th and 12th grade. So maybe that's.
And the age of consent in Oklahoma is 16.
Ooh.
But it's the position of power thing.
Yeah, position of power. She was arrested for this.
They haven't found her yet.
She's on the fucking lam.
She's currently at large.
Dude, let's find her, dude.
They do say
there's never been a teacher to run after fucking a student. That's beautiful.
They do say that
she's a soccer coach. She's got cardio for days.
Oh, yeah.
She's hitting the road.
Why does she still look fat as a soccer coach?
Yeah, she does look
coach.
A little chunky for a soccer
like
coach.
She's a little pudgy.
You know what, dude? Black women, though, they can sometimes be fat and extremely athletic. I see this very often. You'll see, like, she is like this Olympic fucking rower, and she's like a big fat mama. You're like, what the fuck? She's like, I'm just strong, motherfucker. Yeah.
It's called the anchor in the back of the fucking boat. Those girls could fucking move.
I thought you meant because they can't swim.
Shannon.
You just throw them, they're sick.
Do we have any body shots of her?
No, this is the only other picture I was able to find.
Let's see.
Yeah, she's hiding something. She's a fat bitch.
No, I don't think so. Look how skinny her face. She had a point to her chin.
That could crack bottles open. I don't like that chin.
It's a little bit weird. She looks a little bit like a Disney, like evil Disney character, like a villain.
She looks like the Airheads logo.
She's got a. Oh, that's fucking perfect.
Zach will be able to reference candy in almost anything.
Go back to that fucking picture.
Hold on, find the Airheads logo.
She looks like a Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, wow. Fucking spot on. She's even got the same fucking nose. Look at that. That jerk off, who knows? With those painted on Latina eyebrows.
All right, well, good. She's gone now. She's in the lam. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so while they don't have her in custody, but it says that she did confess to sending the pictures, and then she just says that there was never a physical relationship between the two of them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Does she learn nothing from fucking Chris D'Elia that you saved the fucking Snapchats?
I mean, you can't fuck children anymore. And you would assume that they would tell their friends, cause that's the part, like half of banging this teacher because she's not even that hot. It's the story to tell the rest of the team. Like, dude, look, I have fucking Mrs. Romano's fucking nudes. Look at this, dude. And you spread them around. It's incredible.
But you can't do that as a young kid. You can't keep your mouth shut about getting pussy.
If he would have just shut his fucking mouth, he would have gotten his dick sucked by this weird old lady all the time.
All the time. Like, right after practice when he's sweaty and she just sucks his cock.
Have you ever been able to truly keep a secret?
Not at that age. No fucking way.
Yeah, I mean, even now, like, is there ever, like a real secret? Like an absolute, like there's things that people told me, like, do not tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And I definitely tell one or two people still.
You gotta.
But that's it. You gotta get it out.
It's like on the tip of your tongue, especially it's like when somebody says, don't talk about this. The first thing you want to do is fucking talk about it. Like, you gotta just like fucking get that out. You'll never believe what
happened. Zach, you keep good secrets?
You tell me.
Oh yeah, Zach keeps good secrets. Luckily, I surround myself with many a people who keep great secrets.
I am both a pal and a confidant.
Attaboy.
Thank you for being a friend.
That is a good friend.
So, all right, let's talk about this. 30-year-old Missouri woman is tortured for days.
Oh, what is this?
What is this, Shannon? Ralphie, come in. I tried to make you a guest on the show today. That's why I called you.
Oh, I was fucking.
You were fucking. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, let me smell your dick.
I'm not sure,
showered
already.
Oh.
He's
wearing shorts. You want to sit down
for a few?
Oh, what do you think? You're fucking better than me? It's a big opportunity.
I'm fucking contractor next door, that's why.
Yeah, you think they'd get to moving.
We're so close to I'm too tall.
And Ralph, you're just taking
it. Oh shit.
Holy shit.
That way.
I never like realized next how to me. Huge
look at that shit. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Are you 5'2"?
Like, yeah, something like that.
Can you scoot
like.
A little
Doug, how tall are you really?
5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, you're not a small guy.
And also, my chair, I thought I was too high, but it's as low as it goes.
Jesus no way.
Oh, there it goes.
Lower yourself. It was intimidating and uncomfortable
Every
for everybody.
Every time I've seen him, I've always seen him sitting down, never fucking standing up.
Whatever that image was, it bothered me. It was really bothersome. I can't even explain to you. You're so large.
I know.
Scary.
It's really weird. I just feel. Last time I went to go see the Norm Macdonald special with TJ invited all of us, but I know you're doing Skanks last night, so I didn't.
Oh, wow.
I didn't invite you guys, but it was. I'm so much bigger than the even in that room. I had to sit all the way in the fucking back because I'm in the way of everybody. Yeah. I feel stupid.
You are a giant monster, and it's scary.
It
We're about to talk about a Missouri woman who was tortured for days.
What's upsetting about the shot of the two of you? It's by perspective. It looks like a parent teacher conference. We're like, we're telling you that Doug said something racist in school, and you have to pretend to be disappointed.
Well, at first, it looked like Doug was like Ralph was a ventriloquist, and Doug was his dummy in the chair next to him. It was because he's so shiny and bald and dumb.
And also, just agreed with my 5'2". I don't know how tall he is. It's just I just think everyone's short.
Extremely agreeable, Doug Yerm. So, Shannon, what is going on with this? It was Missouri woman who was tortured for days. First of all, you know, I don't want to just throw this guy under the bus. This is just her story, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't know.
So I'll tell you a little bit, and then I'll let you hear it from her own mouth. So she's 30 years old. She met this guy on the Facebook dating site, which is the worst of all the dating sites. Ralph will tell you that.
It is. There's so much fake. Every girl that you match with says, oh, please add me on WhatsApp, and they have an international number. It's all bullshit.
And they're all trying to scam you out of money.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
A lot of hookers on these dating apps, too.
Yeah. On Tinder, you can always tell when they're hookers.
Yeah, it usually says, I'm a hooker. Yeah. You've just sent them a $500 L.
Down for hookup. Here's my Snapchat.
That's why I'm totally Instagram and Facebook normal. That's how I meet everybody.
And we've gone over that before, so we won't. But Ralph will just DM girls. What is the move you pulled the other day?
By the way, you figured that out, huh? Search hashtag New York or hashtag NYC, and I went out with these two gorgeous Italian girls.
Did you fuck them?
I did not, but I'm going to. We're going to go on. It was their last day in town.
She's like, next time they visit from Italy.
No, I'm going to be in Europe soon, so we already made plans. We're going to hang out.
But real Italian girls.
Yeah, real Italian from Italy, from Rome.
Right. Yeah, not two fucking dipshits from Jersey. Yeah,
and just exactly, searching New York.
We're going to the city.
Wear your good dress.
So you'll search a hashtag in the
New York or NYC, and like, oh, first time in New York.
Or you do like a Central Park.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be, you know, or East Village.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll find girls that are their first time here. And I say, I'm
Shannon,
a great
do me a favor.
Guy.
Right now, I want you to search on Instagram the hashtag New York City and see if we could find a hot girl and harass her.
That sure is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
And then you're just like, you just reach out. What's your first line? What do you say?
Usually something related to what they posted. You know, like, oh, I could show you a better place for this, or oh, I'm a good tour guide, or whatever the fuck.
I would, I would think that you are a fucking rapist.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, you're just randomly in a girl's DMs. You don't even know she has it.
Here we go. It's already coming up.
That's a dog. Shannon, that's a bull.
Look at the middle one with the split. That's sexy.
But that's so these are the hashtags.
Yeah.
All right. So this girl in the pink up top.
She looks like she's been in New York though. She doesn't look like she just got here.
Let's see. Brooklyn.
Maybe. No.
Sightseeing, shopping. Pink. Yeah. Big Apple.
Perfect example.
NYC graffiti. Yeah. This girl. Obviously, and when we edit Shannon, blur her name and face. This girl's cute enough.
Yeah.
She's okay. She's not hot.
But I mean, it's the first one that comes up. So
I should. But this is a girl that I would actually take my shot with. Yeah. This is. Yeah. She's just looking for some attention. Also, people that are using a hashtag, just anybody who's
desperate for interaction.
They're desperate.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They want to be noticed. They want you to like. So it probably works. Give me the numbers.
You got to factor in that I'm not a great looking
dude.
You're
ugly. Yes.
Right. So you have to lower the percentage for me. I'd say.
What is your percent? Give me one out of how many?
One out of 20, I'll get a response.
Okay, wow. One out of 20.
I get a response, but it takes nothing. I have a Google Keep file.
It's sales, by the way. Yeah. He disconnects from the nose. Every no gets you closer to a yes.
Yeah.
He disconnects from the nose. Most people, if they didn't get three replies, they would fold in on themselves out of embarrassment and want to kill themselves. Ralph does not give a
Don't give a shit.
This is a good salesman's attitude.
Yeah, also,
it's a numbers game.
And not only that, I'm horrible at hitting on women in public because I'm a big fucking monster. So sitting in am I taking a shit?
Yeah, people start chasing you with pitchforks and fire.
Exactly. It's just an easy way to do it.
Keep throwing women in lakes.
But yeah, so I'd say 1 out of 20 respond, and 1 out of 5 of the ones that respond I go out with.
Okay, so 1 out of 20 respond, and then one out of 100.
Yes, 1 out of 100. There you go.
1 out of 100 girls you 1%. Actually go out. That's
But for me, for bad. Me, and also we're talking. I can DM 10 of them in 2 minutes.
And what are the ratios though in
posing after that?
No. What's the ratios on, like, a dating app?
I'm too old for dating apps. They phase me out. I'm 52.
You're not allowed? Like, you're not allowed?
Women on but I don't want 50-year-old women. I'm just, they don't.
No, you can set the meter. Saying. Set the meter 18 to 19. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I will, they'll never.
I pin it all the way down.
They'll never match with me.
That's not true. There's a lot of girls out there with father issues.
Dude, I used to, this is what I would do. This is what a freak I was. When I had gone through my evolution of masturbating, I haven't done this in a while, but this is a good one. I would pin it 18 to 21, right? And then I would just go through and jerk off to their bikini photos of random girls that were near me. And I would just, like, literally just masturbate to random women on Tinder. And it was the only reason I used this app. And to be honest with you, I'm thinking about what a great idea is. I might go back to that method.
And you use that as the pickup line for the ones you match with?
No, nobody matches with me. I just match with giant, fat black women.
Yeah, I don't match well on any of the dating apps. I don't do well. You got to know where your strong suit is.
You know what it is? Here's when I started matching on dating apps, when I stopped paying attention and caring, and then I'll get a notification that somebody liked me. And then I'm like, oh shit, okay, there's some chick.
But you're in the right demo. You're 40? Is that right?
That's not the right demo.
You're young enough.
Girls don't want a 40.
I don't know. You're young enough. 52 is a whole different fucking ballgame. That's the very different
ballgame. Terrible.
But you're still fucking girls that are younger than you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But that's because it's of the conniving, manipulative ways that
I very manipulative,
life.
Very conniving. He spends money, brings them on vacations. The whole process.
Yeah, so you don't know anything about bringing girls on vacations.
Look, I love bringing girls on vacations. It's one of my moves.
You learned that move from me, son of a bitch, and you know you did.
Flying a girl is typically cheaper than two dinners.
Yeah, I say that all the time. It's math. It's fucking math.
It's a great fucking point.
You're going to take a girl to two nice dinners, it's cheaper just to fly her somewhere.
Yeah, and you know you're going to get laid for that whole weekend. Versus maybe I'm going to get laid on a dinner.
But I'm happy. You walked in here today. That's fucking great.
You're learning a lot from Ralph. Ralph is very good. People should be inspired by me and Ralph because we are ugly old men and we do pretty well for ourselves.
At least you're also
though,
you have more of a celebrity profile.
I do.
You know, I don't have that either. You know, so.
I have a D-list celebrity profile. Yeah.
That is fucking brilliant. I can't wait to try this hashtag shit.
What is this Missouri woman, Shannon? Actually, you know what? Before we even move there, let's look at some more hashtags. Let's see. Can we see another New York
City? You want like Central Park. Also, another good one to do is like a hot restaurant, like Tao or Lavo. You know, those you'll get that a lot. You know, those are good too.
Yeah.
A trendy restaurant.
But do you tell them you were searching that?
Instagram will, as long as they have a reel.
So you said, oh, you were suggested.
Yeah, you showed up to my
thing. Which actually, by the way, actually does happen. Yeah. I've had girls that I've met in the past that I didn't like, whatever it was, we weren't following each other, but they showed up in my reels. I was like, oh shit, I know that chick, and then I click on it and I follow her. So that's a good excuse, even though it's a dirty lie.
The worst thing I would do is on Facebook, I would look for, like any hot girl I knew, I'd look through her friends list and find hot girls and add them. And I would, the line, which is such a shitty line, was Facebook suggested you as a friend. I don't know you, but you look like someone I'd want to know.
Oh my God.
It's such a shitty line, but it works.
Maybe cringe.
It's so cringy, but it works.
Yuck.
It's disgusting.
Well, give me another girl. Search another hashtag.
Okay, so I'm searching Central Park now.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Ralph, just DM her.
Amy Schumer.
These young boys. Yeah, okay. So,
There's
two bitches right there. There's two bitches.
Two girls right there. Maybe that's my two Italian girls.
That's what Ralph would want.
Yeah, right there. I would DM those girls immediately. Look, they're speaking French. They don't know shit.
Oh, that is fucking
America, selfie, love, happy.
Oh, my God. This is going to be great. I can't fuck.
Click on the girl's profile. She hot? Click on the girl's profile.
By the way, literally, that's what I saw with those two Italian girls.
I mean, she's not that hot, but hot enough that.
Yeah, she's all right.
To just fuck her on a.
And she's got a girlfriend with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does she fucking look like? What the fuck? Can't fucking pinpoint.
She's not bad.
I mean, she's not great.
Not great.
I, look, I'm not. But again, you would still send this DM.
I would send the DMs.
Wow.
Listen, it's a French bitch from out of fuck. This is.
Yeah, she stinks like shit. She's fat. Exactly. She smells.
Shannon, look up like a right tower, Lavo, or one of the like trendy spots in New York.
No, this is a brilliant way to do it. Look, I will say with the suggestion, with Instagram suggesting people and their photos for hashtags and things like that for the discoverability, you say, oh, you just popped up. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm actually here too. That's so funny.
I'm here too.
I see your wheel turning.
It's crazy. Look, I'm fine. You know,
should just fucking hang out at Tao and just be like, hey.
I think there's a guy named Tao that's famous.
That's funny.
I put Tao NYC. Maybe that will help.
Let's see.
Some feminine Asian man.
It's loading.
It's funny, though.
I'm DMing him.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, the two girls on the left.
Hello. Oh, these firemen. Oh, I might use this.
Shannon, you gotta get, by the way, this is a great thing for Shannon to use because she would get every guy would respond to her.
Oh, look at that dude, Shannon. Look at that on the bottom right. There's a guy.
What? Shannon?
Shannon, here you go.
It looks like me. You bitch. Stop acting like you're not attracted to me, you dumb whore. You make me sick.
That kind of does look like so me in the fucking background, though.
Shannon would just love. It looks like me and Doug hanging out in the kitchen. And you're going to sit here and fucking tell me you're not attracted
to
me.
Look at those two girls on the
left.
Every
time she points out a guy, it looks like a slightly more jacked version of me.
I like that girl.
She's doing the pussy, or is that peace sign?
That's a pussy sign for me. They're speaking in some sort of Asian.
Well, no, it's Asian. If it was a pussy sign for them, it would be like this. Oh, yeah, guys. I'll be here all day. look at this blue-haired bitch. Hell yeah, dude. This is pretty decent.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Right,
it's not there. It's not a bad move, Ralph, I will say.
She looks American.
Hopefully we're teaching people. This is a very inspirational show today. We've had a lot of little moments. We've talked about everything from gun control to fucking dating. And it's been a very educational show for the fans. So I hope they appreciate
this
what's going
on here. Fucking great. Like, I never talk to him when I'm here, but I'm happy you fucking came. Ralph, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. That's what I'm here for.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you are in the market for Kratom, you should be buying it directly from YoKratom.com.
You guys may have noticed that the price of everything has been going up recently. Your groceries, your rent. You know what's not going up this year? The price of a kilo from YoKratom.com. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, places like that, gas stations, when you could just go to YoKratom.com and get yourself a $60 kilo delivered right to your goddamn door.
Cut out the middleman. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a jerk off. Don't be a cunt face. Go to YoKratom.com right now and support them. They support this show. All right, where were we? Let's, Shannon, what happened with the Missouri woman? You won't tell me or show me her. Please.
I'm going to run and get a little water. You don't mind. Blame. Go get a water.
Go get a water. It's fine.
Okay, so.
Can you send Andrea out to grab me some eggs from the deli that I'm banned from as well? Some eggs, some avocado. What did I get last time? Eggs, avocado, bacon.
Scrambled eggs, avocado. Yeah.
Cheese.
Bacon. You had half sausage, half bacon last time, I think.
Yeah. And then do some avocado as well. And then they wouldn't give me any veggies, right?
Right. Yeah, they didn't have the spinach. I'll tell her in 1 second.
That'd be great, dude. Just a whole mix. Cheese, everything. I'm starving right now.
How long ago was that little interaction that you had at the deli?
Was
it 6 months? Is that fair?
I don't think it's 6 months.
Like three?
Because finally, because I didn't go in for like a month out of embarrassment.
Yeah.
But I started going, and the girl would not, and we used to talk all the time.
She wouldn't acknowledge
me. She wouldn't even acknowledge me. But last week was the first time she went, hi. Like almost like, okay, now we can talk.
She was wrong.
She was wrong.
She was fucking wrong.
My reaction was wrong.
I overreacted by knocking all the stuff off the counter. Long story short, what was it even? Was
$10 minimum on a credit card.
It was a $10 minimum on a credit card, and I was like $9. And I was just sort of like, I was like, okay, whatever. So I paid for it. And then as soon as the thing beeped, she goes, oh, do you want a bag? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, you have to pay for the bag too. It's 30 cents. And then I didn't know if she was going to try to charge me like the minimum again on the card. But I just, all I said was like, I was like, I'm a regular customer. I was like, I just feel like you should be like, I said, I feel like you should treat your regular customers a little bit better. That's
Pause.
What I said.
Pause.
What?
As much as Lewis appreciates good customer service, it goes back. The pendulum swings the other way.
Yeah.
He's also, by the way, the only voice of reason on Gas Digital very often, which is so hard for me to believe. Knowing him, if you know him from this show or whatever, so many times he's the guy that calms me down. It's wild.
So she's like, I was like, you should really treat your regular customers better. It was a weird interaction. And then she goes, really, dude? Fuck you.
Wow. Balls on this fucking girl.
And then it just blew up from there. I was like, fuck me. And then I just went like this. I went, all the shit that was on the counter, I went, well, now you can clean this up.
Good,
it all
fuck
fell on
her.
The floor. And then, yeah, dude, then some guy on the store, dude, some guy's like, yeah, dude, what? No, he's like, dude, what? And I was like, are you going to do something, bro? You want to go now? It was a whole wild thing. Then she called me racist. She was like, you're racist. I was like, well, this has nothing to do with you being a dink.
Wait, what was she? What's a dink? Is that a
dink? I think is a race. Is that a racist term for Asians?
Oh, she wasn't Asian. Oh, that's why there was no loyalty. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I also think it was at the time when there was a lot of Asian tension in New York. So
it wasn't. 3 months ago, there was not a lot of Asian tension in New York. Maybe not as bad as that. It was, no, people like to call it racism sometimes. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, there's nothing racist. There's you being a shitty at your job, you dumb bitch.
I can't believe she said fuck you. She really said fuck you?
Yeah. She was really fuck you.
But there was no other...
No, her friend walked in.
There was no other snarky reaction.
You!
Her reaction to me saying you should treat your customers better, well, she always had like a little bit of an attitude.
She's always been nasty.
You're talking about the older one or the younger one?
Younger one.
Younger one.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but usually they're nasty like in a passive-aggressive way. You never hear an Asian blatantly going, fuck you.
No, she was like American Asian.
Oh,
she's
that's very American. Why.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit like... Titled she had almost bitch. Like a little like thuggy like energy to her. Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, like Aquafina type of.
So this Missouri woman, Shannon,
okay,
please.
So 30-year-old Missouri woman, she on Facebook dating app site, and she met this guy, 29-year-old James Larson Jr. Apparently, he just got out of jail. I don't know if she knew that or not. They hung out. Everything went great for the first day or so, and they went back to his father's house, and then he started to just abuse her. He threatened her with a knife, hit her with like the butt of the knife, and he stole her glasses and her dentures.
Oh, she had dentures?
Ew. Yeah, I'll let you see the rest
that's
of
why
it.
He fucking, that's why he...
Yeah, she catfished out. Him.
Oh, my God.
30-year-old Precious Brower was...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy fuck.
Oh, look, he's a Nazi.
A man who just gotten out of prison a few weeks prior.
He does have Nazi tattoos.
Yeah, that's cool. Dad's place at Lake Arrowhead, right off I-35, 45 minutes north of KC.
If you go to Lake Arrowhead, you're going to be beaten and molested, just so you know.
It's fine for the first couple of days, but then... It took a dramatic turn.
Those were there beforehand.
Yeah.
Took a big meth Bowie head. Knife and kept hitting
me. Oh, my me God.
And cut my hair out.
That was the
took
worst part?
Took my dentures away and my glasses.
Oh, my God.
Why does she hold have on. Dentures at 30? What the fuck is wrong with
meth.
She's a meth addict.
So meth.
Larson's dad clearly says the woman meth. Tried to get free as Larson Jr. slept. She claims he was on drugs.
I thought all the signs are broken.
Fortunately, deputies say the woman got away and called police from a neighbor's home. The sheriff's office found her with a number of injuries, including a brain bleed. Saturday,
a brain bleed?
I mean, that was like months ago, though, scarring. It's from fucking...
Yeah, that's,
those,
that's from months of scratching.
Yeah.
She got no teeth from drugs.
This woman is a fucking junkie.
She's a white woman named Precious with an A. Yeah, it's not good.
They spelled her name wrong. They spelled Precious wrong.
It's not good.
What app did they meet on?
Is it Facebook? That's
Facebook
who you meet
that's
on Facebook
dating.
Facebook
dating. Oh,
that's the Facebook dating commercial.
My husband.
Yeah, and then he had a... That was like an Iron Cross tattoo,
yeah, he was
right?
A Nazi, yeah. Yeah.
He was a Nazi.
Those are prison tattoos.
She was a junkie, and this should not be making the news. This happens every day in the Nazi junkie community, yeah. By the way.
In the, but he is way better looking as a guy than she is as a girl.
I think we're just doing it like comparatively speaking.
I mean, look, maybe with her dentures and she gets a little bit made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, I've watched a lot of those catfishing videos.
Oh, those are crazy when you watch them put the makeup on and how they look like completely.
Oh, well, there was a chick that was like way uglier than her.
Yeah,
that
yeah, no, we watched
she
her, yeah.
Like a fucking.
She had no
model.
Teeth, right?
Yeah.
There's a few of them with no teeth.
Oh, my God.
I now will not go out on a date unless we do a quick video chat first because I've been
I've been catfished as well, and I do video chat because I assume I'm going to show up and it's going to be like three Proud Boys laughing in my face. But come on, bro, I'm buying a beer. And then I got to take the beer because I have nothing better to do. For sure. I also won't date women that wear too much makeup.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Too
I like
much makeup now. At this point, after I see those videos on TikTok, that's what those videos have done. It makes me not trust women. I don't trust it. By the way, Shannon has never let me see her face in the morning.
Oh, goodness gracious.
This bitch, well, she crushes it, dude.
Yeah,
watch.
Dude, watch.
Watch the before and after.
Watch how she starts.
Look at her ass, though.
Wow. Oh, she still looks a little
she
weird.
Still
she still looks
a
little
eye.
Weird.
What
you can tell. But here's the thing. You see a lot of girls. You would see a girl like this on an app, and you would 100% think she's just a hot chick.
Also, she hasn't even face-tuned the picture yet. Like, once she's done with that, she's going to look even better.
Yeah, she's going to look great. And so because of that, I don't trust any women.
Wow. That's the same fucking junkie bitch.
Ralph, if you showed up with that chick, we'd be like, wow, Ralph got a fucking smoking hot chick.
That is amazing.
And she starts off uglier than the other junkie chick that we saw, unquestionably. So junkie chick... She's got a fucking...
She looks like Ashley Dupree.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Wow. That should be illegal.
It really should.
That, yeah, for sure.
I wish we guys could learn some of these tricks. Maybe I wouldn't have to result to so much trickery.
What a crazy world we live in. Like, I'm me. I look like this. This is what I fucking look like. I have no filters, nothing that happens. Even when I do, if I do an Instagram story and I swipe right, just the one filter, which I don't even know what tone it is, it just sort of softens it very slightly. So wrinkles sort of fade a little bit. The freckles sort of fade a little bit. I feel like a phony. I'm like, I can't do that. This is the gayest shit I've ever done in my entire life.
There is a lawsuit. It was in Algeria of a man who sued his wife. After their wedding night, he woke up and saw her without her makeup, and he sued her for fraud and psychological suffering.
I should Shannon, agree. I'm on his side 100%.
Yeah. Shannon, are you concerned with this? Because Shannon will never let me see her without her makeup in the morning.
You've all seen me without my makeup in Jamaica.
Yeah, you look great. So why are you freaking out about... Shannon, I never noticed even a difference.
Oh, but that's like with like a tan a little bit, rest...
Yeah.
When you call me at like 7 in the morning, that's like after I haven't slept, I'm pale, I'm disgusting.
That's why I like it, though. I like her a little bit fucked up in the head, a little bit insecure. I like it. Natalie wears no makeup.
Nothing?
Not to work, no. I mean, if this show started at like 3 in the afternoon, maybe I would.
Look how much, and how much do the fans love Natalie? They love the natural look.
They just like that I look like a lesbian. Do you think they like that you look like a lesbian?
Nobody likes other lesbians.
It gives me an edge, I think.
I don't think so. I think that you're cute and you roll with the punches and you're cool, and I think that's why people like you. And I think it's sort of one of the tenets of comedy, definitely of Gas Digital, the type of comedy we do is sort of self-deprecation. We make fun of each other, we bust each other's balls. So when a cute chick, and both of you guys obviously, and this is, for the most part the chicks that are sort of come in and work well on this show, very often it's a cute chick that can take ball busting and give it back a little bit. They don't tighten up. They sort of like, they'll roll with the punches and then give back. And then the fans go, oh shit, that chick's fucking cool and cute. And then they go, all right, I really want to suck.
I think every other producer,
the bar is extremely low.
Yeah. I think every other producer is afraid of Shannon anyway, because she's a little tough.
You think the producers are afraid of Shannon? Yeah, not Natalie. Afraid. Natalie will fucking spit in Shannon's face.
I would hate to disappoint Shannon. That's true.
Shit, do you ever notice Shannon being bitchy to you? Because I don't think she's bitchy to her. Other people that have been in that chair, Shannon has been notoriously bitchy to.
Is that true?
Other people that have been Natalie's in that chair retarded. Have been incompetent.
Yes, Natalie's not retarded.
Well, the jury might still be out on that.
We don't actually know that.
Yeah.
All right, so this one was tortured. I mean, what are you going to do?
It's only a meth head. What are we crying for?
I tried to get Shannon to sell her fart jars. We sold 2 fart jars ever.
I thought you sold 3.
No, I think we sold 2, right? We sold 1.
Yeah, and then one you lied to me about. And one
I lied to you about. Yeah. I had to smell one of those fucking fart jars. That was rancid. Shannon, will you admit now that they weren't your farts?
No, they were mine.
I think Shannon's very honest. I don't think she would lie about that.
I think Louis, I have at one point had all of your banking information, your social security number.
Oh, shit.
I have everything, and you trusted me with that. I feel like I'm an honest person.
She is pretty honest.
I think she's pretty honest. I don't think she would lie about something like that.
But I can't see Shannon farting in jars.
Well, you
don't want to smell it.
I just can't see it. She's like too girly and shit.
I really didn't want to do the...
Can I ask a question, Shannon? Did you do it from behind or you put it underneath your body? How'd you hold the jar?
From behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get more.
Can I tell you the reason? I don't want to rehash it, but the reason we didn't believe her really, because she said she held them like she didn't press her asshole to the jar and to create like a seal.
A seal. I don't think you need to. There's enough gas. There's enough fucking particles in the air.
Well, yeah. She said she farted into it and then sealed it.
Yeah.
Mm. And held it like an inch away.
I also feel like they should be up on podcast merch, and we should do one last push.
One last push, really? Fucking hell yeah, Shannon! Hell yeah, Shannon Snake, Shannon Snake, Shannon Snake, Shannon Snake. I love that joke, Shannon.
Yeah,
there's a little shit at the bottom of it.
Well, so check this out: the girl who made it even popular, the one that went viral, the 90 Day Beyonce star, she is now back, and instead of selling fart jars, she's now selling her boob sweat.
Yeah, that I could see paying for.
Boob sweat, I would be way more into. Pussy sweat is the way to go.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Sweaty underwear.
Listen to me. You work out.
Go jog around the block.
Jog in a pair of underwear. It's not even like little sexy underwear. It's going to be like grandma panties so we can get as much liquid into as possible.
Yeah, we're talking like 10 in a plastic pack.
I'm sorry,
it should
really
be plastic. It should be one of those plastic because that's going to absorb all the sweat.
No, because what I'm going to do is
I'm going to ring it out.
Ring it out into little tiny, like shot-sized jars. I think we could probably get 10 of them out of a good sweat. I don't know. How much do you sweat, Shannon?
I don't know. I would have to like pay more attention.
How much vagina sweat do you produce normally?
You don't even have to fucking... No, Shannon. You don't even have to work out. We can just go to a sauna. Me and you, baby girl. We get into a steam room.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying that she just lays out by the pool and collects the sweat.
Still not that much.
Side, like buckets on
or
the side
down
of
the
body.
Middle, I think. Like wow. Down the middle is what she...
Boob sweat's fine, but there's no difference between boob sweat and head sweat.
No.
Pussy sweat is some fucking delightful liquid.
Yeah.
I would take a shot of Shannon's pussy sweat, and that's not sexual harassment. That's just honesty, and I'm letting it be. I swear. Yeah. I swear on my son's life. May baby James be struck by lightning today. My
Shannon,
hands.
We have to do that now. Now that has to happen.
And nothing is crossed.
Shannon.
Nothing is crossed. Zach, would you, if she had shots of her pussy sweat, and you could
I don't
just,
know.
Shannon, that has to happen. Lewis said it, you're doing it,
I'm
Shannon.
I'm filling up right now thinking about it.
Are you I'll do a dirty me? German, Shannon.
I don't know what
that is.
Half Jaeger, half pee.
Shannon's pee?
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting that seems, so gross.
I know that's gross. A lot
somehow
of
that seems worse.
I know a lot of people
worse.
Don't like Jaeger.
Way worse, dude.
It's far worse. Why would you pause on the pussy juice? It's like, I'm not going to drink the pussy, but you could shit in my mouth. It just seems so much worse.
Wait, but it's piss, right?
Oh.
Yeah, for some reason, I think piss seems less bad than sweat.
Yeah, I don't know.
No fucking way.
I lick sweat off a girl's body while we make love.
You never had a girl piss on you before?
Not in my mouth.
Not on my mouth.
On my leg in the shower, it's funny.
But I've had like a girl piss and then go down on her after.
But you're used to licking sweat. Anytime if you're fucking a girl, she's sweating, you lick her, she's sweaty already.
But I've even tried to train girls to come home from the gym and let me go down on them after they come home from the gym.
Janet, can we sell...
Maybe don't call it training them on the air.
With a collar and a leash. Get down there.
I think we can get $250 with ease for a shot of Shannon's pussy sweat. $250.
Shannon, I'll pay $100 right now just to do one for Lewis.
$250
per. We do 10 of them. We make $2,500, Shannon. That's all your spending money for your vacation next week.
I don't. Let me think about it. Let me tell you more about her in the meantime. So she says that...
I got my mind on Shannon's pussy juice.
She says if the weather's warm enough, she's able to produce enough perspiration to fill 10 bottles.
No, you were right. Bottles?
Ten bottles. And these are the vials that I guess she's selling.
Oh, vials.
Okay. That's a lot of sweat.
But
yeah, I'm sure they're not filled
that
up
is
to
vile.
The top.
She's a lying bitch.
She's
There's
hot,
no
though.
Way
she's pretty hot, I will say. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, and she's beautiful.
Each jar is $500.
Oh, wow. God. Pussy what? Sweat world. Doing ours for $250. What a deal. What a deal, dude.
Really, men are fucking garbage.
$250. Dude, well, boob sweat, it means almost nothing to me.
Nothing at all.
It's just dripping down from somewhere
else. It means almost nothing to me. Pussy sweat would be, you would know it's pussy.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. There's a little bit of ass sweat mixed in there
what
as
about,
well.
I was just going to add, what about ass crack sweat?
It's going to all be the thing. Shannon's going to be wearing the underwear she's wearing. I peel them off her body. Mm-hmm. I personally do this. I pull them down slowly, right?
Yeah, no, but we're going to make her jog in the park with trash bags on and sweat's over like she's cutting weight for the wrestling team.
Yeah. No, and just we'll take the underwear and wring them out.
Mm.
And that's how we know.
You got to get those period fucking absorbing panties. Those will absorb.
I'm sure
there's
super absorbent panties.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, thanks. That's what they're called.
Thanks.
Thanks. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Am I the only one horned up now? What a crazy show we've had today. We've gone on such a journey so far.
I'm glad you don't hate me anymore.
I'm going to end with coming.
why did you hate
me? You know what, Shannon? I will forgive you for all of your insubordination if you let me take a shot of your pussy sweat on air.
I don't love this.
And you're going to make $100 for me.
Why don't you love this? How do you not? How is it not? If you wanted to take a shot of my ball sweat, I would think it's the funniest thing in the world. Shut the fuck, Natalie. You're suspended for 1 week.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice.
So fuck. No. We need her. Shit. Fuck. All right. Let's see. Any other fun stories here? Okay. We'll do that. We'll do the shooting stuff tomorrow, Shannon. This other shooting stuff.
There's more shooting stuff?
Yeah.
Jesus
there was, Christ. Well, it was all these little kids keep on getting arrested for threatening their schools now. So.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow. Let's see.
The viral video of the Asian guy and the black people, or we could do... the 23-year-old who's attracted to airplanes.
What?
Let's do Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. 23-year-old attracted to airplanes. Shannon?
Okay, so she's her name is Sarah Rodo, and she is in love with this Boeing 737, refers to it as her boyfriend. This
her
is
Boeing friend.
This is this is a picture of her and one of her replicas.
Okay. Well, now it's not a real jet. Sense.
Well, so she's actually in love with
replica that she can sleep with.
She has.
Well, she's in love with the real one.
Yeah. Yes, she has 50 replicas of it in her home.
She's nothing to look at. She's a real plain Jane.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that an actual girl or?
I believe so. It doesn't. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You see that line right there? I love everything about him, particularly his face and wings and engine.
She's also been in love with a train, Sarah said. My plane is called Dickie. I love everything about him.
I bet it is.
Wow, dude.
You get the wings.
So she's like autistic. She's like an autistic lesbian. Yes. Is that what this is?
That's probably the key. I feel like that's usually the key.
The term they're saying is objectum sexual, meaning that objects are what you're sexually attracted
to. On here before, we've looked at there's a lady who's in love with a roller coaster or something. Or like a carnival ride.
That was
on My Strange Obsession.
Oh,
so
yeah,
logically, something happened to those people on a plane or a train or whatever.
Yeah,
Some weird shit. Some weird shit. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking crazy. If you're going to be in love, if you're going to marry one object, what would it be?
A pocket pussy.
A pocket pussy. Mm. That's smart. You can fuck it.
Thank you.
And you can talk to it.
Yeah. Or one of those fucking real dolls. Why not?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Does that count, though? It's too much like a fucking...
Well, he said object. He's
any object.
Fucking prerequisite.
I would.
Jesus Christ.
Okay,
that
girl.
That is fucking weird.
I could kind of watch this.
This is not that bad. It's not. You know what? It's better than I thought it was going to be. She looks
landing
like.
Landing gear?
You could pretend it's Rose Namajunas if you want.
Yeah, she looks like a little boy. But look, she's all sexed up now. Is she wearing lingerie?
She's wearing lingerie.
She's wearing lingerie with
the
plane.
She's dressed up like the Twin Towers?
Yeah, I mean, all right, it can't be a sexual, non-sexual object.
If she was hot, none of us would have a problem with it, right?
I don't have a problem with it now, dude. I'd still smash that little retarded boy.
Non-sexual
object. I saw her in a bra and I was like, all right, let's go hubba hubba.
Non-sexual object?
Non-sexual object.
Leather couch.
Good call.
Leather couch.
Just pretend it's a big fat black chick.
I'm going to go with a mattress.
I used to hump my couch. I talked about my act. I used to put my dick in between the couch cushions. And you just fucking
yeah, because you could fuck your couch doggy style. You're the right height when you're a kid.
You could fuck your dog. There's many crevasses across the couch, so you could really get into any position that you want. There is.
I think the real move, so you get a nice couch with the reclining seats that has the cup holders. And you put a fleshlight in the cup holder.
Oh, wow.
One is object. It deep enough? One object.
It's like your girlfriend jerking you off with a fleshlight.
I like this. I like all these ideas. But is there a sexier shape to an object? Maybe a lamp?
Yeah, maybe. But what if it was one of those lady-shaped lamps? Is that not allowed?
Like the leg from A Christmas Story?
Is that too sexual?
That would be pretty nice.
Yeah. Race car bed?
Did you ever have a themed bed? No.
No.
I made a pocket pussy when I was a kid, so I would call these sex lines when I was like 10 years old to just listen to these women talk. And I now realize, now thinking back, I was like, these women know they were talking to a boy. They didn't give a shit, and they were like...
It was like one of those costing numbers?
Yeah, like 1-900, you know, sex talk, and you'd call... And the scam was you'd wait. The first thing you get through is like a lobby, right? And it's like $3.99 a minute, right? And you're in a lobby.
It's just you and dudes.
Dudes, yeah. And the guy's like, hey, what's going on? I'm from Michigan. He's like, hey, I'm from New York. And I'm like 10. I'm like, hello. I am an adult and I'm ready. And there's like 20 minutes of waiting. You're just like beating your dick with all these old men waiting for a girl to get on the line and to finally take you. And then she takes you and it's her job to keep you going, right? Mm-hmm. So it's so funny now. I think back, right? Like, she was like, oh, yeah, you wanted this to feel really good? I'm like, yeah, oh, do I? And she had me, I shit you not, she had me on the phone for probably a good hour construct my own pocket pussy out of paper towel rolls, Vaseline, and
what
toilet paper.
Jesus Christ. She sent you on a scavenger hunt around the house.
Yes.
She knew somebody
gave you
in
like
jail.
A Bill Nye Science.
She
project.
Knew I was a boy and she knew I loved projects.
Oh my
and she
God.
Just, I was ready to paper mache my own fucking pocket pussy. And I went, I created it. And then, yeah, I just fucking ended up fucking it. And I had this homemade pocket pussy when I was a kid.
Did you keep it long after the call?
It got pretty scuzzed up pretty quickly.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what she knew somebody in jail because they do that in prison.
Yeah, in jail, they call homemade. It a fifi.
A what?
A fifi.
A fifi?
And it's a rubber glove in like a toilet paper roll, and you turn it inside out, and you lube it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was it, but essentially, it was essentially lining the inside of the toilet paper roll with
Vaseline or something.
Well, toilet paper and then Vaseline over it. So it was like,
and then you're fucking it while you're on the phone with her.
Yeah, I was like, argh. It was great.
And then when the bill came at the end of the month for $1,000,
I told my aunt that I was talking to psychics.
And she was okay with that?
No, she was furious. Oh, okay. I was like, I was jerking off with psychics. Yeah.
Did you pull the sympathy card and say you were trying to talk to your dead family members?
No, I wasn't that smart. I had already come, so I was too relaxed. Okay. I was like, hey, man, get off my back. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Thank you, Ralph Sutton. Thank you, Doug Urim. Fuck you, Katie Boyle. You're dead to us. She's dead to us, Katie Boyle.
Katie Boyle's dead to us.
Guys, let Katie Boyle know how you feel. Let her know that she's, it's not good. It's not good for her.
Did she have an excuse at least?
1 year ban. She just forgot. One year ban from the studio. Isn't that it's a shame.
She could have made a better excuse at least, like you could as a 10-year-old. Fucking figure something out.
I was shot by 5 cops. And I'm pregnant. All right, we're done. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.